Track 4, From Chastised to Cherished, pages 9 through 16. Today, the Boston Tea Party is one of the most celebrated events of the American Revolution. Taught to school children and reenacted in the streets, it is often depicted as a noble act of rebellion against a tyrannical government by a principled and organized people. But this wasn't always the case. Central figures of the coming revolution, including Benjamin Franklin and George Washington, denounced the Tea Party, believing the destruction of property an inappropriate tactic. It took half a century, and the deaths of most who witnessed the event, before Americans reimagined the Boston Tea Party as an important origin story. Graphic quote, "If war is finally to be made upon us, which some threaten, an act of violent injustice on our part, unrectified, may not give a colorable pretense for it." Benjamin Franklin to the Massachusetts House Committee of Correspondents, February 2, 1774. Benjamin Franklin, c. 1785. Joseph Sifford Duplessis, Oil on Canvas. National Portrait Gallery, Smithsonian Institution. Gift to the Morris and Gwendolyn Caffords Foundation. Graphic quote, "The cause of Boston now is and ever will be considered as the cause of America, not that we approve their condition, octi in destroy, in g the t." George Washington to George William Fairfax, June 10, 1774. George Washington, 1803. Gilbert Stuart, Oil on Canvas, Clark Art Institute. An intolerant response to the tea's destruction. The destruction of the tea was intended to send a message to Great Britain that many colonists would not stand for what they thought to be unfair taxation. It was received by the King and Parliament as an act of rebellion. In response, Parliament passed a series of laws called the Coercive Acts or the Intolerable Acts by many colonists. These acts punished Boston harshly and consisted of bullet, the Boston Port Act, which closed Boston's port, bullet, the Massachusetts Government Act, which dissolved Massachusetts' locally elected council and town meeting and replaced it with a royally appointed one, bullet, the Administration of Justice Act, which allowed the royal governor of Massachusetts to change the location of trials for capital crimes at will, bullet, the Quartering Act, which appeared to allow British officers to demand housing for troops anywhere in the American colonies, letter of William Cooper announcing passage of the Port Bill, 1774. Object label. The Port Act was passed by Parliament on March 31, 1774, and went into effect that June. This letter encouraged colonists across America to boycott British goods until the act was repealed. William Cooper, Paper, Inc., MS 0119.DC2047, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society. The association agreed upon by the Grand American Continental Congress, 1774. Object label. Shocked by the severity of the coercive acts, 12 of the 13 colonies met in Philadelphia, forming a Continental Congress that called for a boycott of British goods. Eats and Jill, Boston, MS 0119.DC2043, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society. A retrospective of the Boston Tea Party with a memoir of George R. T. Hughes, 1834. Object label. Hawke's biography characterizes Hughes as a hero engaging in a popular rebellion against a tyrannical British government. The truth of the event was more complicated than the writer let on. James Hawke, Vault E263.M4H3, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society. Franklin before the Lords in Council, Whitehall Chapel, London, 1774, 1859. Object label. Like many Americans, Benjamin Franklin was horrified by news of the tea's destruction in Boston. He was more offended still by Great Britain's response to the colonies. While in London, he argued for the rights of the American colonists. Christian Shusley, Engraving 1901.0039, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society. How memory of the Boston Tea Party changed over time. A great deal of what we know about the Boston Tea Party comes from the recorded memories of those who experienced the event firsthand. George Robert Twelves Hughes recorded his experience in writing, and later retold his story to others. Toward the end of Hughes' life, his stories about the Boston Tea Party gained incredible popularity, coinciding with a renewed interest in the Revolutionary War in the 1830s. Hughes' profession as a shoemaker contributed to the narrative of the noble working man fighting for freedom. History buffs at the time were quick to adopt these kinds of details to fit into a newly crafted idea of what it meant to be a patriot. Graphic panel. The boasted courage of the British Lion stood appalled before the majesty of a Boston mob. Biographer James Hawk, describing George Robert Twelves Hughes and the Boston Tea Party, 1834. The Centenarian, 1835. Object label. George Robert Twelves Hughes, believed to be 100 years old at the time of this portrait, was one of the last surviving participants of the Boston Tea Party. He was celebrated late in his life as a symbol of the noble effort to overthrow tyranny, but he and other participants of the Boston Tea Party kept their participation in the event secret for decades, and in many cases, their whole lives, for fear of legal repercussions. Joseph Greenleaf Cole, Oil on Canvas, 1885.0024, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, Accepted Action. To a point, in the 18th century British world, fewer people had the right to vote than they do in America today. Lacking the power of the ballot, many British subjects, including colonists, resorted to public demonstrations, including marches, hanging oppositional figures in effigy, holding mock funerals, and even some destruction of property. The line between acceptable demonstrations and riots was often a matter of opinion, and relied not just on the actions undertaken by the demonstrators, but by the circumstances surrounding those actions. The Boston Tea Party's role in America's founding story evolved significantly from the 18th to 19th century, but once it took hold, Americans embraced it. By the 20th century, any embarrassment over the event was completely stripped away from its recounting. Its participants increasingly were depicted as heroic, and the outcome of American independence was seen as inevitable. The American Revolution is idealized as a popular movement built around the goal of attaining liberty. It has been reinterpreted again and again by generations of Americans, and continues to be reimagined today, a legacy of destruction. The Boston Tea Party may be the most famous instance of protest through property destruction in American history, and violence against property has been used by activists in America ever since. While property destruction is often a sign of protesters losing control of a situation, there are many instances where property destruction is purposeful. Protesters may use the tactic to draw attention to an issue, with the hope that the dramatic and violent act will prompt social or political change. The destruction of tea in Boston Harbor, 1846, object label. This 1846 print shows colonists dressed in American Indian costumes. Colonists often used indigenous people as symbols for colonial resistance to British parliamentary rule in America, despite their exclusion of actual American Indians from their national vision. Serenee and Major, lithograph, 1984.0004, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society. Plate, 1899, object label. This commemorative plate, crafted in 1899, celebrates the 1773 Tea Party meetings, depicting the Old South meeting house as it was imagined in the latter half of the 19th century. The reverse side reads, Old South Church / Washington and Milk STRS / Tea Party met here 1773. Wedgwood, ceramic, 1899.0018.009, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, lyrics to Tea Tax, 1810-1840, object label. This song, Tea Tax, recounts the story of the destruction of the tea in 1773. The lyrics make many references to the differences between colonial and contemporary Boston, as well as poke fun at the participants and their values. This could have been an attempt to separate 19th-century Boston from colonial Boston, and to belittle the seriousness of the destruction of the tea. Paper, ink, MS0119.DC1013, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, Saucer, 1873, object label. This commemorative saucer was made in 1873, and would have been sold with a matching cup bearing the signature of John Hancock. Other souvenirs made for the series include a cup and saucer celebrating the anniversary of the First Continental Congress in 1774. In commemorating the Boston Tea Party, the ritual of making and consuming tea often replaced its destruction. Glasgow Pottery, New Jersey, Porcelain, I1987.0210C, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, 10th Meeting at Old South, leads to Boston Tea Party 1773, 1943, Object Label. Artist Charles C.J. Hofbauer reimagined the Tea Party meetings in these World War-era prints made for the New England Life Insurance Company. This illustration depicts these meetings as they were imagined in the mid-20th century, with both clothing and architecture reflecting modern misunderstandings of 18th century life. Charles C.J. Hofbauer, Paper, Inc., X0372, Revolutionary Spaces, Bostonian Society, Interactive. Do you believe that the participants of the Boston Tea Party were justified in destroying the tea on December 16, 1773? Please only vote once at this station. The Boston Tea Party remains a widely celebrated story of the American Revolution, but it is one of many incidents of property destruction associated with social and political causes in our shared history. Consider other mass actions that led to property destruction. How are these incidents different from the Tea Party? How are they the same? Do they make you feel differently about the Tea Party? Does the Tea Party make you feel differently about them?